FPL wants to buy the Manitowoc County plant from Milwaukee-based We Energies, but We Energies and its customers would still purchase electricity from the two-reactor facility, which supplies more than 10% of Wisconsin's power. After weeks of preliminary review of the proposed deal, the PSC is poised to make decisions. Commission Chairman Dan Ebert says the agreement seems to be a good one for ratepayers because he says FPL would have incentives to perform well.
They have to have the best operations team in place, and they have to keep the plant running. Why is that? Because of the pay-for-performance nature of the purchase power agreement. Wisconsin ratepayers pay nothing if Point Beach does not run. They don't pay capacity costs, they don't pay overhead, they don't pay anything.
The Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin has been fighting the FPL We Energies deal. CUB Executive Director Charlie Higley disagrees with Commissioner Ebert's financial analysis.
We still believe that the deal represents some problems for ratepayers and that it may make our rates go up more than they would have been if We Energies would continue operating the Point Beach Nuclear Power Plant.
But Higley says the PSC commissioners do seem to be listening to some concerns and could attach more conditions to the deal. The commission may try to prevent FPL from bringing in nuclear waste from other plants and to make sure We Energies retains so-called green power credits that would help the company and its ratepayers if the federal government starts to boost regulation of greenhouse gases. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.